This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Live off the record with Chivago Line is brought to you by Burger King, Clefts of the Rock Foundation, the Cleveland Clinic, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show today, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, that's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612, that's BTC Flow channel 612. Well, come we'll be celebrating Father's Day. And let me start by saying, I'm being dead serious, right? Dead serious. You know, as usual, there's no big setup that I could see readying for Father's Day, like you would ordinarily see for Mother's Day. Not jealous of mothers, but bless the Lord for all of you. Thank God for you. We love you all. Thank you for all you do. But there are no big setup for fathers. But this year, the crowd even in all are plentiful. Mother's Day Sunday. The crowds are not all that plentiful. You don't see crowds all over the road? All over the place? No. And they're expensive. Boy, gentlemen, we can't catch a break. Can't catch a break. But I'm talking about fatherhood, fathers today. So men, I expect to hear from you all. Women, I expect to hear from you all too. Let's talk about fathers today. I know they got debate going on about this and debate going on about that and so forth. I'm going to get to them. Not today. Let's talk about fathers today. I have had the privilege of being the father to four children. It has been one of the great prides of my life to have been to be a father. I remember, I don't know if I told you all this, I remember when I had my first child, Chicago Sean Lang Jr. He was born in Princess Margaret Hospital. His mother delivered him sometime in the early morning. I was so excited. And I was in Nassau. All my friends, my family basically were in Freeport. And so I was in Nassau. We were in Nassau. I was working in the Prime Minister's office then. And I was so excited. I didn't know what to do with myself. I honestly, because, you know, when my wife delivered the child, she had to rest and the child was in the, after we spent the time with them. You know what I did? I drove up and down Nassau. I drive Carmichael Road, Gomato Butler Highway. I just drive, trying to soak up the reality that I was a father. I was 27 years old. That was 3 years after I got married. 27 years old. I was a father. To see that little life And then my son, when he was born, his eyes was fully open. He could lift up his head. And I was excited. I was just, I drove up and down for almost 2 hours. I drove up and down. Then my second son came, and I was still excited. But of course, by this time, you know, I'd done that before. Then the third one came, that was the daughter. And oh, my goodness, a mom, you have a daughter. And two sons, you love them. But boy, when that daughter reached. I thought I was done. I thought I was finished. I really did. I thought it would be 3 kids. That was it. Mm-mm. My people had other plans. And I really mean that. They had other plans. They wanted another daughter. Didn't speak to me, so I didn't cooperate. End up with another son. 3 sons. 1 daughter. And I've had the privilege. Wonderful, sometimes challenging experience. Of raising them. Or some people say, no, you don't raise children, you raise herds. Okay. Of helping to nurture them. And to see them now coming into their own, doing their own thing. You know, what an awesome privilege to be a father. It goes well for some of us. It don't go so well for some of us. My father was not a big presence in my life early. He was not. You know, by the time as I was 70, you know, not a big presence. And then when we moved to Freeport to join my mother, then we were there and we saw him every day. And then he got a stroke when he was 39 years old, young man, and was never physically the same after that. So I never had the benefit of the kinds of things I do and did with my children, with my father. I did not have the benefit of the kinds of conversation I've had with my children. I didn't have the kind of interaction with my father like my kids would have had with me. So in terms of the experience of fatherhood, I know it better as a father than I know it as a son. And I can tell you, and all the men who can testify to what I could testify to, I can tell you that no one understand what being a father is like a father. Women, with all the greatest respect to you all, and with for all that you pride yourself in having carried those children for 9 months and what that means to you and your connectedness to them, you have no idea what it means, what it's like to be a father. No idea. Yes, even those of you who are single mothers, you have no idea what it's like to be a father. You are a single mother. And God bless you. No, so many of you do a fantastic job, carry a great load. But no woman knows what it's like to be a father, just as no father knows what it's like to be a mother. None does. And I happen to believe that in far too many instances, that father role is greatly understated and underappreciated in our society and in our world. Greatly underappreciated. Greatly, greatly, greatly underappreciated. I think it's almost pitiful and nonsense that it gets stacked up against the role of a mother as if it's some competition. Nonsense. Nonsense. In the best of circumstances, God has made that dual partnership in developing and nurturing children a great enterprise of equity in the best of circumstances. So I don't want there's, listen, even if you think a man ain't no good, you still don't understand what it is like to be a farmer. And it is especially problematic to be a father in a social setting, in a cultural environment that falsely shapes and imposes upon you habits of mind and practice and behavior that mitigates, that works against your being your better self and even being a better father. That imposition that on you to be the strong one, the courageous one, the never flinching one, the never failing one, the never weak one. So when challenges arise and you feel your knees buckling under the weight and pressure of the obligations you have that you cannot meet, notwithstanding how hard you are trying, but you can't scream for help, you can't cry, you can't tell nobody because what kind of man you is, what kind of father you is. So what do? You boil it all up. You boil it all up, all the frustration and all the anger and all the crap. And as you do so, because your soul has not been structured for that kind of containment, sometimes it spills out into what? Aggression towards the very people you love and care about and want to protect and provide for. And who cares? All they know is you this and you that and you the next. But in your heart and in your mind, you yearn to be nothing more than a hero to all these people. That's what you yearn to be. Man, am I talking foolishness or am I talking sense? Want to be a hero to be a hero to your children. Deliver up for them all that they desire, even though you know they shouldn't get everything they want. You want to give them everything they desire because you want to be their hero. Yeah, you're struggling. Yeah, you didn't do well in school. Yes, you don't have the most skills on planet Earth. Yes, you have to settle sometimes for this menial job. And yes, sometimes you decide to go a path that leads to breaking the law and all that kind of stuff. But in your heart of hearts, what you trying to do? You trying to be a hero? See, unto that woman who bore them for you, or sometimes the women who bore them for you. I live in an imperfect world. I live in a real world. So I ain't gonna pretend like where everything is hunky-dory and all we got is these wonderfully perfect idealistic families. Nonsense. Our children have fathers and mothers in all kinds of contortions and gymnastic social arrangements. But what I do know is for the most part, in most instances, these fathers are trying to be heroes to their family, the people they love. Or failing at it some, maybe many. Yeah, you're making bad choices some, maybe many. Yeah, stumbling some, yeah, maybe many. No doubt. Messing up big time some, maybe even many, no doubt. But something to me is amiss about what we are doing to the male man in our world and to the father of our children, the fathers of our children. You notice I say male man? Yeah, because there's a female man too. She's called woman. There's a male man. We call him man. But God made the two of them, male and female, and called them Adam. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. Listen, call me, man. Speak your mind, your heart. I'm listening. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm listening to your show, and I'm mm-hmm. really into it, and I want you to know that I enjoy your show. They're usually very, very informative.
Thank you, ma'am.
Interesting and all that. But, you know, it, forgive me, please, but I can't think of any other way to express it.
Okay.
It seems as if I feel some kind of pain in your voice.
Oh, yeah, there's pain in my voice.
Is that the right word, pain?
It's passion. It's a passion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. This is coming from a real place. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, But
it's not jaundice. It is very objective insofar as that which I feel I'm talking about. So I invite people to share their thoughts and views.
Okay.
Problems.
Okay. All right. You, from what you have said, you seem to have been the kind of father a father should be. Now, I myself, I've always been teased that my father had 100 children. But I don't believe that. And if he did have 100 children, I cannot think of a better father than the one I had. He's no longer with me, and I would like to pay homage to him, the late Mr. Geraldine. But what I want to say to you, why do you think fathers are so misunderstood?
I do. You know, this is the central point of what I was saying, which is this. No matter how imperfect, no matter how troubled, no matter how messed up, my fathers, in their heart of hearts, want to do nothing more than to be a hero to their family. That's what they want to do, even if they come by it clumsily or recklessly or otherwise. That's what they want to do.
But Mr. Lang, you'd agree with me, and I think the world would agree with me, that there can be no mother without a father.
And no father without a mother.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's why I said early, remember I said early that the enterprise is this perfect enterprise.
I kind of reflected on the fact that a couple of weeks ago, we had all kinds of programs and trivias and the rest of it for mothers. And like you, I share the same sentiments that I've heard very little about Father's Day this year. Why? Mm-hmm. What has happened?
I the truth of the matter is, to me, I think that many of these holidays, of these days, are a matter of how much commercial emphasis is put on it. And there's no question that there's more sentimentality, commercial sentimentality attached to motherhood than to fatherhood. So I think I don't think it's deliberate, but I do think it reflects the commercial effort at increasing spending, because you know we spend emotionally.
Well, Mr. Lang, let me wish you a happy Father's Day, filled with God's blessings, good cheer, and prosperity. And to all those fathers out there who might be feeling a little under the weather, I'm wishing you a happy Father's Day with all of God's blessings. Thank you, Mr. Lang, for listening to me.
No, thank you very much, ma'am. I know that voice, but I didn't want to venture a guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a common voice. Okay. You have a blessed day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you so very much for calling.
Righto.
Yes, ma'am. No, I confess that what I speak of from a very personal place. I mean, as a father, as a man, as a Bahamian father and man. So this is not an academic exercise for me at all. I really believe. And I do, I acknowledge that a part of the lack of enthusiasm around Father's Day has to do with the lesser sentimentality attached to Father's Day and fatherhood. I think fathers have some blame for this. You know, Mother's Day came about by the advocacy of mothers. You know that, right? And Father's Day came about by the advocacy of women, not by men. Right? But you know, the way we have cultured men in the Bahamas, I'm going to speak for first, is there is a hardness to us. Warm man, to be a soft man, to be a gentle man, to be a kind man, to be a gracious man. To be that kind of man is not really the personification of manhood. And so hardness is what we associate with manhood. So if hardness is associated with manhood, why should we have a day that is filled with softness? So we did that to ourselves. When we are loved up affectionately by our spouses, when we are approached affectionately sometimes by our children, we play the tough guy, even though in our inside we are melting, greatly appreciative, and oh my God, we could push into tears then, but we ain't gonna show that. So what they think that that's how it should be. And so why they can get teddy bears and boxer chocolates and them kind of things for you. You and I, we associated with crabs. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Live. Be back after this break.
To Cali, BK style with the California King Collection, only available at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of plant-based, crispy chicken, or fire-grilled beef topped with melted white cheddar cheese, bacon, freshly sliced red onion, ripe tomato, crisp lettuce, and BK's creamy guacamole, all served on a toasted brioche bun. The California King Collection packs a tidal wave of flavors and is made with only quality ingredients that are refreshing and filling with every bite. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Shopping is so rewarding. With my Fidelity credit card, I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas. It's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all of it.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Oh, Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so at any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Brother Lang, how you doing? Pop here.
Hey, Pop, how you, man? Happy early Father's Day.
Yeah, I agree. And we were so cheer a lot as fathers all over the Bahamas saying amen to what you had to say earlier before you opened up the line. Yeah, and happy Father's Day to you too and all the fathers all over the world.
Thank you.
I don't know if you have this plan already, but I was just wanting to suggest, like I used to do the Friday shows with songs. I don't know if you can be live tomorrow.
Well, that's tomorrow. Oh, we got you tomorrow, bro.
If it's possible, just in case I can't get in. You know, you remember the late Kevin?
Yes,
He have a song there, say, daddies are special people too. Maybe you could put that in for the fathers all over the Bahamas.
I got luck for that one.
We're agreeing with most of the things you say, and you talk about how us daddies, first I should say, it really is a special thing to be a daddy, you know. It comes with a responsibility. Any word you want, you was father, daddy, you know, what makes you feel good, but it's a special thing. And to be responsible and, you know, to help to provide and to bring up and grow up and teach them about God and everything, I think it's very special. But just how you talk about us wanting, when I say us as fathers, wanting to be heroes, you're so right with that. But you know what is an awesome, thing? Ask him, God, because you know God control everything, the time and everything. And to me, I believe maybe many people around the world, and especially in the Bahamas, so that we, as fathers, we ask to see them grow up and make some right decision. And that is means so much. That means so much to me. I don't know, but the rest of fathers are there to, you know, to watch them children and grow up and to know they could have made some decisions or they made decisions and they turned their life around and you still here and you could see it. I don't know if the dead people could see. I ain't been there yet, but I mean, whilst I'm alive, I'm so thankful to be able to experience that. So, you know, that's one of the special things, different from wanting to be a hero and a provider and everything and a protector for them.
Sure.
It feels so good, Brother Lang. When we could still be here on this earth and they growing up, you know?
Sure.
And doing things.
Sure.
So happy Father's Day to all of the good fathers, them, especially them stepdaddies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they does an awesome job. You know, some people, they never had a child in their life and they plenty fathers to a lot of children. So happy Father's Day. And I don't know if we should worry. And yes, sometimes we think about it the way how they celebrate Mother's Day and then when Father's Day come around. But, buddy, I ain't worrying about that part. I just thank and watch him grow up and do, and your grandchildren too, and they doing sense, man. Give God the glory. Keep up
you
the good work, Happy Father's Day, Bahamas.
You take pleasure in that. Thank you, Papa, man. Appreciate it. Well said. Well said. You know, one day I was shaving, and my son came. That's my first son came to the bathroom, and he asked me, he said, "Daddy, I could use the car." And then it hit me. It hit me. This is my firstborn. You know, that he is grown enough to come and ask me to use the car. Then I saw my second son do the same thing. Saw these kids, they got their jobs, been able to go out, get their apartments and fend for themselves and do their due. And man, this is something. I saw my daughter walk the other day, graduating university. It is something, no question about that. No question about that. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Keep up the great work. Happy Father's Day to you, sir. And
Thank you.
Fathers of the Bahamas, all of them, whether they're absent or whether they're present, all of them, we want to say Happy Father's Day to them. And we want to challenge those who are lagging behind, they call it. Lagging behind. step up to the plate. Just for your children. Children need their father. They need their mother, and they need their father. And I want to say Happy Father's Day to all the men who are surrogate fathers, who are support fathers, who didn't give birth biologically, but they are there playing that father role. We need them. And I always like to reflect on the fact that my father passed away 7 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
I still miss him. But my father was a hands-on, ever-present father. He was there, and there was nothing that we couldn't talk to him about. His name is Leroy Popo. Died 7 years ago. And I miss him. I miss him. But you know, he lives on forever in our hearts and in our minds. Because like he said to me just prior to his passing, he says, "Daughter, make sure I'm always remembered." And I said, "Daddy, what do you mean by that?" I said, "You always tell me that." I said, "I know what you mean, but tell me again what you mean." He says, "You will know. Always make sure I'm remembered. Because when I'm gone, make sure my values, my teachings, my training, my impact upon your life and others is always remembered. Don't be forgotten." And I tell you, that gives us the strength to go on day by day. So yes, I'll be probably, I won't be visiting the cemetery on Sunday. I'll be visiting it prior. I can have my time. I stop and visit and say, talk and have my time. But I reflect because I celebrate his life and his impact on my life.
And you know,
it was something, Mr. Lang, and I end with this right now, just to help the fathers to understand how important they are. When my father got ill, and the last time, "You're not going to be in here no more. You come back in this hospital no more, no more, no more, no more." We were all around his bed. Seven of his children, we were around his bed. And I saw a few. That ward was full with men, with all kind of tubes and stuff around him. My father didn't have any of that. But to know that there were few people who were around their beds. And I said to myself, wow, this is an awakening. And I saw that someone I knew was over across the way, and I went over to hail them and identified myself. I said, "So good to see you, and I'm giving you in prayer, sir." But it pained my heart to know that he didn't have no visitors. And my father was like, "Shooing us away. Yo, go, 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 go." I'm like, "Why, Daddy? Why are you running after him around your bed?" But you know what the Holy Spirit said to me? He was kind of probably feeling embarrassed at everybody around me. I know one else around other people. Maybe, I don't know. But I said, "Daddy, you know what? You were there for us. Each of us you were there for. And because you were there for us, we are now here for you." And that's the message, Mr. Lang. Be there for your children. Be there for your children. Be present. Push through the mummy drama and deal with your children and get to them and let them know that you love them and you care for them. And that makes a big difference. Thanks for allowing me, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your calling. Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. Pay our respects to our wonderful, wonderful sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
When faced with an illness like cancer, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Are you a parent looking to strengthen your family's bond and raise confident, resilient children? Look no further. Cleft of the Rock Foundation presents the Parenting on Purpose Weekend Retreat, June 30th to July 2nd. Immerse yourself in the serene beauty of Pelican Bay Resort in Freeport, the Bahamas. Picture yourself surrounded by turquoise waters and palm trees. It's the perfect setting for an unforgettable and transformative experience. From the renowned Dr. Bob Barnes, Parenting on Purpose is a comprehensive training program designed to equip you with practical tools and strategies to raise happy, confident children. Dr. Barnes' expertise and passion for inspire and empower you. Register today at cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com to secure your spot at this life-changing retreat. Limited spots are available, so don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Join us for the Parenting on Purpose Weekend Retreat at Pelican Bay Resort in Freeport, the Bahamas. We're rebuilding the village, one family at a time.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Father's Day is coming on Sunday. We're celebrating. We're talking about Father's Day. We can celebrate them tomorrow in music. But we're really talking up fatherhood today. And yes, we acknowledge we don't get the same hurrah as mothers. We're not jealous of mothers. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for them. But we also acknowledge that fathers have a unique, marvelous, splendiferous role to play, and many do, in fact, play that role. And Pop is absolutely right. You do, you know, you see your children do stuff, and that's enough for you. I watch it. I got a young man in Halifax, Jamal, and I'm proud of him. I mean, how he got there. Young man decided that he wanted to go to school away. I told him, listen, I got. University of Bahamas money. I don't have no going away money right now. So I said, so if you can get what it takes to go away, I'll give you the UB money with that, and you can do a job. He said, okay, that's a deal. Did what he had to do, got his little scholarship. Boom, he ended up in Canada. He finished his degree. You know what impressed me about this young man? I gave him a little, besides paying the school fees or whatever, I gave him a little budget to spend. That young man, for the time he was in Canada, I can't recall him calling me and saying, Daddy, I need more money, Daddy, I need more money. Not one time. Now, he's there, he's working at an offshore bank there and doing wonderful things. When you see that, yes, Pop is right. That makes you so proud. Truth is, though, you know, I can't lie to you. When I get calls from him, when I get calls from them, and they saying hello, just checking up on you, man, listen, that's a reward. That's a reward. So listen, don't mind them fathers play tough and stiffen up their lip like they ain't need no tender loving care. Give it to them anyhow. Don't mind they resisting. Don't mind they kind of squirm off. Give it to them anyhow. They want it. They need it. Give it to them anyhow. Okay? We have some text here. This text says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. As fathers are not celebrated, the world treat us like only thing we good for is paying bills. But the only thing we are in is sperm donors. sad part is we are partly to blame for that. But the thing we do is make kids ungrateful. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm wishing you a happy Father's Day and all fathers of the Bahamas today. My father's not alive, but I still celebrate him on Father's Day because I know he has done his best in my life for me as a father. Continue to be the father God has called you to be in the life of your children. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. This text says, Shibago, a lot of our men have not been taught to be free to express emotion. You can count on one hand the number of men that you have seen cry, so it was not taught. We have to let our boys know it's okay to show their feminine side at times. Wishing you a blessed Father's Day as you continue the journey with your children in love. Thank you very much. We have a text here. Says, great show thus far. Mr. Lang, please tell your audience that Father's Day is for males, although we appreciate them greatly for all that they do. Over the past few years, I've seen this day being watered down because of people who say that their mothers, their fathers, are a result of the absence of their biological father for whatever reason. Happy Father's Day to you, sir. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Says happy Father's Day, Mr. Lang. Want to wish our father, Milton Dean, a happy Father's Day from Derek, Oscar, Lester, OJ, Tario, Tello, Randolph, Carlton, Big Tree, and the girls, Tesha, Jen, and Rochelle. We all love you. There you go, Mr. Milton Deans. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. And how are you?
Good. Happy Father's Day to you too, sir.
You too, my friend.
I am calling here. I have never celebrated Father's Day.
Okay.
I am 55.
Okay.
I have never had somebody to come to me to say that. They're my father. They was my father. And I remember, I can say this now because my mom is dead. I would have never said that she was alive. I remembered one time, the children were at school. We had a little break in school. And everybody came out to school, around them, and they daddy being on the beach and this thing and that thing. I asked my mom when I reach home, where my daddy? I was about in grade, could have been about grade 5. And my mommy said, don't ask me no question. And you know, I'm now 55. And I never asked my mommy that no more.
Wow. So you've never met a person you knew to be your father.
My aunt was, I had an aunt. She's also now dead. She had took me to this man. And she said that she believed this is my father. I would have been about 16, 17 then. I done finished school. I know that.
And okay.
So I said, you know, me. He looked at me funny. So I never really got that connection, that feel. You know, so I just tripped off. And I never hold that against my mom. I never asked my mother about it no more, like I said. And I never got mad with her. I remember a couple of Father's Day, me and my friends would go by the mall. Everybody buying a Father's Day gift or a T-shirt or something, shirt or something for their dad. So I bought something for my mother.
Are you a father today?
Yes. Father's Day. And Mother's Day, I buy a gift for my mother.
No, I'm asking you, are you a father?
Oh, yes. And I broke that curse. I promised to break that curse.
Okay.
Me and my last, well, I have two kids. My daughter lives in Exuma. She would be here by tomorrow. And my son lives here with me.
Okay.
And he's 18. He's 18. And my daughter is 20 something. And, but their mommy died about 8 years ago. And I promised God I'm going to stay with them.
Wow. The experience you had with not having a father that you knew, did that heavily impacted how you now father?
Yes, sir.
Your children?
Yes, sir.
And in what way?
Sometimes my boy go into to work in the morning. He works across Atlantis. I ain't going to call his name because he can say I make him shame. But when he goes to work in the morning, I say, boy, you look nice. Even though I have challenges with my sight now, I say, boy, you look nice. I love you. Have a nice day. You know, and I never had no man to tell me that. Then when we go in, a man tell you they love you, they say, man, you just see. You know, man tell you. But it's just something. You know, and I pray that God had spared my life for me now to see my granddaughter. And I am now growing her up with that father figure too. She has a dad now. So she have two daddies. So I try to break that curse in my family. My family is very small. Like I said, I have a son and a daughter. I have a granddaughter. My wife died 8 years ago. So it's just us.
Sorry to hear that. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my mommy had 9 children. I am the last out of 9.
Okay.
I had 5 brothers living in Grand Bahama. My mommy had 6 sons. I'm my mother only son that stayed in house. Over there. You would know a lot of my brothers.
Okay.
I can call some of their names. Ivan Ferguson, Big Dust from Customs.
Okay.
Ian Motorboat Ferguson from Road Traffic.
Wow, really?
Sylvester Ferguson.
Okay.
Bishop Reno Smith. Terrence Ferguson from Customs. All of them, I'm my mother's only son that stayed in Nassau. The only one. All of them went to Freeport to live.
Oh, so you'd think something was wrong with our homie. What's the problem?
No, it's too slow. Freeport was too slow for me. Now, mind you, I go to Freeport. Well, I just stop after I start having the problems with my eye. But I go to Freeport every New Year to do junk canoe.
I was going to ask you if you used to do junk canoe with motorboat.
Yeah. I do some of the bigger costumes for the classic dancers. And the swingers. At one time, he was with the swingers before we broke off into the classic dancers.
Okay,
I was one of those who had the Junkanoo show in Jack Tower in West End.
All right, okay.
And I come down during the summer. I used to do the show up in West End.
But we appreciate your story, man. That's really interesting, and we are grateful that you decided to break that curse.
And I would say this before I go. Don't let fool, but the boy do foolishness and the girl do foolishness because they come from a single family. That's foolishness. I have never, ever been in the police station for my son or my daughter. Never. So don't, and I'm a man. The woman show way more love than men. So don't let them talk that foolishness, but they daddy wasn't there for them, and that's foolishness. My daddy
and it can't be an influence for real, but can I ask you a question before we go? Because we got to go to news. Do you think your father's alive?
No.
Okay.
No, he's dead.
Okay.
The person who they said, if he was alive at as mature as I am now at this stage of my life, I would have gone to prayer. And then he would have been a mother at all.
Okay.
Well, listen, I really
appreciate it. I really appreciate
it
on him.
You know him also, but I wouldn't want to say it on
him. I appreciate you calling, man. Thanks a lot.
His wife is still alive, and some of his children are still alive.
No problems, man. We thank you very much. We appreciate your calling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Talking about fathers and Father's Day, I was going somewhere 2 days ago, and this person must have asked a lady about Father's Day and what she was going to be doing for her husband for Father's Day, and she said he is my children's father. He is not my father. Say they need to do something for him. I do something for my father. What you think about that? Huh? What y'all think about that? Say sometimes the daddy ain't the daddy, but your daddy don't know. That's a vicious cycle, says somebody. All right. This text says, good day, Shivago. Very good show. As we reflect on fathers, I want to wish you and all men of the Bahamas a happy Father's Day. I trust your wife and children understand the privilege of having a great father like you in their lives as I listen to your stories of fathering your children. Sadly, I lost my father some 18 years ago, and Father's Day has not been the same for me ever since, but I still miss him. While my father was not perfect, and none of us is, I look at the good in him and what he did for me. As a mother, I want to encourage all mothers to encourage their children to honor and show respect to their fathers. Show them love and appreciation on this Father's Day, despite their imperfections. As a result, their days will be long upon the land that our God has promised. Thank you very much for that. This text says, good day, Mr. Langer. Happy Father's Day to you, Mr. Langer, and to all fathers who continue to do God's work. Your loving touch to a nation like ours is a wonderful experience as you master the airwave with compassion. Appreciate your kindness. Yeah, say that my experience as a son with a father was that my father had a turbulent time with his children. I don't think so. I'm trying to think about it. I don't think so. I mean, my father was also father to his stepchildren too. And, I don't know. You know, I can't know so much for the older siblings, but, some of the younger ones. I don't think the times was very turbulent. But I could say, like, as a father, you know how sometimes you hear of experiences people have very really rough, rebellious periods with their children, especially during those teen years. I don't know anything about them. Honestly, I can tell you the truth. I had nothing, not in my uneventful. But the girl with the boys, uneventful. Uneventful. I remember all of the occasions on which I had to interact with my children. And I remember sometimes just, this is what I literally did, and still do today. I literally thought, this that I am seeking to do with them is what God is seeking to do with us. And if that is how God feels, what a feeling. You know, you see the little ones when they're little and small, they're moving about and they are free as a lark. But your eyes are keenly watching out for danger, watching out to ensure that they don't stray too far, watching to make sure nothing hits them. And they don't know that. But then I think to myself how protected they are. And then you see them, they wake up in the morning and they don't only fetch, they don't only go look for nothing, fetch for nothing. You are there to provide. And I think to myself, if that is how God feels, what a feeling. Right? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. All right, go ahead, caller. Hi, hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening?
A pleasant good afternoon, Chibago. How are you doing?
Right here, man. I must see a spark of no controversy for you.
No, look here. I'm listening to the conversation, but I think I have a lead phone challenger.
Okay.
I'm gonna hang up and get, I can call you right back.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
So, folk, let me ask you all, what are y'all going to be doing for Father's Day? Some of y'all tell me, what's going to happen? What's happening Father's Day? Come Sunday. I know what I'm going to be doing. Driving. I guess someplace with my son and my daughter, I'm driving. But what's going on Father's Day? What are you going to be doing on Father's Day? What are you all going to be doing for your fathers? Some of y'all tell me. I know ain't no baskets out. I don't even see much crab out. So look like this one could be a little innovative. What are you going to be doing for Father's Day? The NBA playoffs are finished. What you doing for Father's Day? We got two callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Well, I'm going to celebrate. I'll always say minister, but Mr. Line. Sorry,
yes,
I need to get this right because, you know, in my mind, I am wrong. I do apologize again. You know, my daddy died when I was 4 years old. But I can vaguely remember him every evening when he knocked off, he would bring me a half of his tuna sandwich.
Wow.
And that's, yeah. That was a token that stuck with me for quite some time because at least he remembered to bring me a half of his sandwich that he got when he played music in the hotel, you know, that kind of way.
Let me ask you if you were like me. You were you like me who used to sit down at the dinner table, watch your dad?
No, but I never, you know, he never used to be like that. He used to come and then he'd go to the tailor shop. No, but I really wish that was possible. But what I'm saying is you want to know what I'm doing.
What are you going to be doing?
Yeah, what I'm going to be doing is reflecting on how important it is to know that you had someone in your life, no matter how short they were in your life, because I was four, and to try to extract from those 4 years what significance it could mean to you. Some of us are fortunate to have more than 4 years.
Okay.
And I think we should really take advantage of the fact that there may be someone in your life who may not be your biological father, who could do just as much or more.
Right.
And to see if you could tap into that, because not all of us have fathers, even though there is a man in your life, if you know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah, so your show today is therapy for me. And I appreciate that, Mr. Lang. So continue what you're doing. And to help us to remember, eh?
Thank you, man. We appreciate you, man. Take care. Thanks a lot. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Sir, how you doing?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
I am good. I'm blessed. Mr. Lang.
Good.
I would ask you a question, right?
Sure.
It's Mother's Day. You only have $5 in your pockets. You are a married man. Do you buy a gift for your wife or do you buy a gift for your mother?
Well, I buy a gift for my wife.
And even though
it's I'm talking about in a situation where a person, you know, that comes out of a philosophy that says that the father and mother cleave to his wife. But you know, so I think that would be the reason. If I had to make the choice.
I am trying to address that issue this coming Sunday. You know, when the Bible speaks about honor, you know, the whole construct of Mother's and Father's Day is not a biblical one, right? It's a societal thing that was implemented in the 1920s or 60s thereabouts, right?
Right.
So,
to honor mothers and fathers. And so, you know, the Bible says a man should leave his father and his mother, and the two shall become one. And so, you know, the responsibility, you know, the lady who said that it's their, you know, it's Father's Day, and it's the children's responsibility to take care of the father. I think that is, I don't know if that's a biblical, you know, viewpoint.
Well, the problem with that is it depends on the circumstances, because if the children are 3 and 4, what they can do for their father? They don't have that kind of concept.
Yeah,
well, Other than to be guided. So in that case, that the mother seems to me has to mirror for the children how a father ought to be celebrated.
You know, we how far should he? If you are a married father, and you know we live in a society today where basically children they don't really check for their elderly parents, right? And so the responsibility, I think, from a biblical point of view, is that you know you are still responsible for your parents. Now the question is, if your parents, or the Bible says to honor your father and your mother, does it say if your father took care of you, if your mother took care of you? So how far does that honor go? I listened to, I think, Jackie's call, and who said that their father was there for them, and so they were there for their children. So is that something? Because I mean, from a Christian perspective, you know, even if your father was not there for you, you know, you still can honor him and show him different.
But you quoted the scripture, and the scripture didn't give any conditionalities when it said honor thy father and thy mother. It didn't say honor your father and your mother if it was a good mother and father. It didn't say honor your father and your mother if your father and your mother treated you right. It didn't say honor your father and your mother if your mother and father didn't piss you off. It never said that.
Yeah, but
it said, honor thy mother and thy father so thy days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God give it thee. The commandment is not even about the father. The commandment is about you and God and what he asked us to do.
No, but I am saying that. I'm saying that. I mean, that's the way it should be, right?
Right.
But that's
right.
Not the way that it really is.
Oh, no question. But I see it.
I don't have any problem with that. But see, but then you have to be changed, because, you know, it's hard for a person who is not a so-called Christian to, you know, to show love and respect and honor somebody who never did nothing for them.
I'm sorry, the Spirit of Christ cometh not upon thee, because the enemies.
Yeah, but Mr. Lang.
Enemies.
Yeah, but you have to be changed in order to do that.
That's what I said when you said Christian. Yeah, but that's why I said, when you said Christian, that's why I said the Spirit of Christ, the power of God, has to be influential in your life to do that. So naming Jesus, as Jesus said, it is not them that name me that are the ones who shall enter into the kingdom, but them that do it the will of my Father.
But we also know that the majority of the world's population, they are not Christians. They may say that we are a Christian nation, right? Per se, but the majority of the majority of the population cannot say that they are truly born again.
But hold on, though. I was talking in response to the description you gave, and you said Christian. You didn't say the ones who are not Christians. You said Christians. When you were giving your example of how people can be, you said those of us who are Christians or the Christian people. That's what you said. So that's why I related to the Christians. Of course, somebody who may not be a Christian, who is not, they're not under any obligation to obey a thing they don't believe in or not committed to. They're not.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I am saying, you know, there are some societal perception. Okay, mm-hmm. There is this saying that your mother is your earthly god, right? I heard someone say that, you know, that your mother, if it's Mother's Day, and if you have to buy before your mother, rather than before you buy for your wife, right? Because your mother is your earthly god. I don't agree with that. Okay, I don't agree with that because your mother, God, you know, your mother can't do for you what your wife can do for you, right? And some and most of the, I mean, in the intimate setting, okay, your mother has done all that she can for you up to a certain point, and you ought to honor her. How do you honor her? You know, people think honor is money. But, you know, parents by giving them money. Is that honor?
But listen, honestly, I don't want to take up a lot of time in a competing scenario between mothers and fathers, because thankfully, we don't end up having to deal with that too often, right? And if you make the decision, however you make the decision, whether you choose your wife or your mother, if either one of them don't understand it, well, too bad, too sad for them. Too bad, too sad. Each of them should hopefully find wisdom and enlightenment through God. But most of us don't have to end up there. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
All right, I'm back here. Good afternoon. How you doing, Hushbaga?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Look, you almost had me choke just now. Then he started on, right? He said, if you only have whatever, $5 or whatever.
$5.
If you can buy that gift for your mommy, or you can get that gift for the wife, right?
if you are in an intact, loving relationship with your wife, that's the easy call for me.
But Javago, what almost cost you choke is, I heard a little hesitation in your voice, and then you straightened it up.
No. The hesitation was mostly trying to make sure I understand. I can't say that that's not something that you might pause and think about.
I was listening to the entire conversation from when you opened up and when Papa called in, and I agree with all that you both were saying, and some of the other callers in between, and all of the commentary that you are making and highlighting, and even using your kids as the examples, which I completely support. What I wanted to add in was a different perspective as well. You know, when we look at what happened in 2023 in the modern day Bahamas with the recent ruling by the Chief Justice, Sir Ian Wynder, right? As it relates to being able to pass on paternity and maternity, right? Or citizenship via paternity or maternity. That's a sad indictment to my mind. Our legislators didn't have the wherewithal within them to ensure that mantle was taken up by Parliament rather than by the judiciary. That's a serious slap to the face, to be quite frank. And I was quite disappointed in that. And to take it a little further.
But hold on though. Didn't they though when we did the referendum?
Right? That was under former PM to Right Honorable Perry Christie. And that's
two of them. Ms. Ingram did it and Mr. Christie did it.
Right. Mr. Ingram attempted and Mr. Christie attempted.
So the Parliament did take it up. They did attempt to take it up, but people said, hell no.
Okay, let me be more specific. That and those types of matters and other matters that are still alive should never have fallen to the judiciary to make the determination. Every prime minister in this country should have had that and those issues and issues like those as leading mandates upon which they will govern and ensure that our constitution is brought up to speed. And just to take you to my second point, Shabago, in this country, when you, if you are not a married man, Shivago, you cannot apply for a passport for your child. What kind of backward country does this be living in? What kind of backward country?
If what do you mean you can't apply for a passport for your child?
You cannot apply for a passport, meaning if you are not married, Shivago, you are considered a single parent, and only the mother of that child can apply for a passport.
The law of the Bahamas don't say that.
Shivago, that is what the passport office will restrict you to.
That's what I'm saying. They may do that, but I don't think that's the law of the Bahamas.
I'm certain you have connections. You could call on, find out, and even bring that information back to the airwaves even before you
show
door. I'm certain you have
connections. I will.
Write down to PMH, Shivago. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Write down to PMH or Doctor's Hospital. As a single parent, the mother is the one they seek to have the child registered in this country. I don't know what kind of backward laws this is or what kind of backward operation this is we are subjected to in this country. But I hope and I pray, Shivago, that our parliamentarians see.
All right, we may have lost Anton. I don't know what's going on, but ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Nanyos. We're going to pay our respects and our sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with Our Loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Are you a parent looking to strengthen your family's bond and raise confident, resilient children? Look no further. Cleft of the Rock Foundation presents the Parenting on Purpose Weekend Retreat, June 30th to July 2nd. Immerse yourself in the serene beauty of Pelican Bay Resort in Freeport, the Bahamas. Picture yourself surrounded by turquoise waters and palm trees. It's the perfect setting for an unforgettable and transformative experience. From the renowned Dr. Bob Barnes, Parenting on Purpose is a comprehensive training program designed to equip you with practical tools and strategies to raise happy, confident children. Dr. Barnes' expertise and passion for families will inspire and empower you. Register today at cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation.com to secure your spot at this life-changing retreat. Limited spots are available, so don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Join us for the Parenting on Purpose Weekend Retreat at Pelican Bay Resort in Freeport, the Bahamas. We're rebuilding the village, one family at a time.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, to see live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I am enjoying your topics about Father's Day. Mine passed away this year, January 2023, so sorry to hear that. He was 94 years old. His name was Bertrand Noah Sayers. So my Father's Day will be going to his graveside to put flowers on memories we shared together. Never be forgotten. Happy Father's Day to the whole Bahamian, Bahamas, and to you, Mr. Knight. Thank you very much. So sorry that you have to go to the graveside this year. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Line, can you hear me?
Hi, hello? I can hear you, sir.
Hello?
Hey, I can hear you.
Okay, Mr. Lang. Thanks. Hey, man. Happy Father's Day.
How you doing, man? Everything good? Happy Father's Day to you, Sparky.
Yeah, I just wanted to, if you give me a moment here, I'd like to say one thing. I've never heard Antoine sound so happy nowadays that the PLB is in power. When the PLB was out of power, he cried and claimed every day. Now he laughs and with everybody. But congratulations to Antoine. Mr. Lang, I would like to say something about Father's Day, if you give me a moment. I can't say much about the happiness in my home about the father, because my father was never really much around. I grew up in a home with a married father and mother, but my father was a bartender. When we woke up in the morning, most of the time he was gone. He never had a car. He used to walk to and from work. When he came home at night, mostly time we were asleep. We would see our father on Sunday most of the time, but on Sunday he would go to St. Mary's Church in Virginia Street. We would go to St. George's because we lived in the valley on Mount Rose Avenue. My mother was a mother that used to work two jobs, Malcolm Gas Station in the day and the switchboard operator at the hotel and the hospital at night. But in the home itself, Mr. Lang, my father and mother didn't seem that they got along very well. I don't know what the problem was, but I always knew people in the neighborhood. She took us to the beaches, all the picnics. She worked hard. She built two homes in the Centerville area, one on Madera Street, one through East Avenue, Centerville, by Bahamas Battery and Tire. She died at a very young age, at 46. My father died when he was 60-something, 68 years old, something like that. But I don't remember him treating me very nicely as a father. He never took me softball games, baseball games, to the beaches or nothing like that. But my older brother, thank you very much, my older brother was like my best friend and my father. And I don't know, Mr. Lang, what the problem was between my mother and my father, at least my registered mother and father by marriage and by document. But the truth of the matter is, Mr. Lang, when I became 50 years old, sitting in a club on Blue Hill Road named Chico's with my brother on a Friday evening, a gentleman named Mr. Doc Isaacs came to the table and we sitting down. And he said, Sparky, you know, I tired of hearing you around here calling yourself Gene Fountain. You're not no fountain. You name Richie. Your old man named Milton Richie. Now, I remember Milton Richie used to come round by us all the time and take us out to Mortimer and the Keats and thing on the weekends and stuff. But I just knew him as Milton. Now, Mr. Lang, let me tell you this story now, and this could be quick. I was a member of the Bahamas National Volleyball Team, the first volleyball team ever traveled to represent the Bahamas in volleyball. Me, Dr. Norman Gay, Carl Menz, Russia, and a bunch of us. And then we had to get sponsors to travel. I asked my old man, and we need some sponsors to travel. He stuck his teeth and said he had no money. So I went up by Mr. Richie, who was an upholsterer up on Madera Street, and I say, Milton, I showed him the letter from Dr. Norman Gay requesting, you know, sponsors to travel. He said, congratulations, son. You made it on a national team. And the document said we needed $300 to travel back then. That was airfare and hotel. That man pulled out $1,000.
Wow.
10 $100 American bills. And he said, is that enough? I said, Milton, I never saw that much money in my life. He says, son, go ahead and represent the Bahamas nicely, and I wish you luck. And I didn't even understand that man called me son.
Twice.
I grew up with Mr. Lang.
Twice.
And after, Mr. Lang, listen to this, after 50 years old, I was so confused knowing that I grew up in that house and the man I grew up in used to treat me very bad. And I never knew the reason why. And when I passed my BJCs in 1967, I walked from Donald Davis High School over Centerville Hill to Prince George Walk, the Savoy Grill, where he used to operate a bar for Better Robinson. I was so proud that I passed all 9 of my BJCs that I walked out there to show it to him. And you know what he did, Mr. Lang? He sucked his teeth and told me, I'll go find a job. And I felt so bad that on the way home I was crying. I thought I would have made it so good, passing 9 BJCs after not passing one the year before. Because I had an accident which caused me not to skip. I had to skip a year in Eastern Senior. I had to repeat, and all my friends went off to high schools and that left me behind. And when I went back there the next year, Tracy Strong, Dwight's daddy, told me he wanted me to be head boy. I say, sir, I don't have time to be no head boy. I come here to get my BJC. I passed 9. I was so proud. I went to that man to show him, and he sucked his teeth. And I went on to Government High to study for my GCE. I did not have a nice growing up in my home with a father, but I go to his grave every year to say Happy Father's Day.
Wow.
Have a good day.
Wow. Thank you, Sparky. Wow, that's something. That's something. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after the spring.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Almost there.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100 meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny, the Bahamas game's coming in July. I'ma gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails. And that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best behemoth at international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not.
ladies and gentlemen, to D-Live. I'm Shivagra Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. Sunday is Father's Day. We've been talking about fathers, and people have been conveying their stories about their the experiences with father. All of us don't have good stories. All of us don't have bad stories. Some of us have extremely great stories. Some have awful stories. Some people will face this Father's Day with their fathers having passed, as you've already heard. Some people will face this Father's Day with their fathers being, with them and their fathers not talking to each other, maybe for weeks, maybe for months, some for years. Some people will face this Father's Day with their father in a situation of illness that they can't even maybe acknowledge them. They can't, like the father can't see them. Maybe they suffer from Alzheimer's or a dementia or something like that. Others may face a Father's Day where their father is going to spend Father's Day in a hospital in great pain, hooked up to tubes, as some people said. And then others will have their fathers and maybe can go out and have a draw, some eats with them, have some, you know, fun with them, travel with them, cruise with them, who knows, you know? So there's going to be different experiences for fathers. I know that in as much as it lie within us, what shouldn't be. My father, I didn't tell anybody, but my father passed away some years ago. So I cannot celebrate with him Father's Day, you know? But whatever the situation is, in as much as lie in us, we should take the time out. It shouldn't just do it on Father's Day, but we should take the time out to really show that kind of love, affection, and appreciation. Let me tell you something. I don't want my boys to get mad at me now. Y'all don't get mad at me, guys, right? Because my boys, they call, they share, and I get wonderful greetings from them on Father's Day. Oh, my daughter just write the cutest Father's Day cards to me every Father's Day. I'm going to read one for you. This was Christmas now, my daughter. So you deserve the world, Daddy, truly. But because you insist on carrying it on your shoulders, here are a few tokens to ease your stress and show you how much you are cared for. So she bought me, this was Christmas now, so she bought me some stuff to soak in, you know, them bath oils from, I think they come from Bed Bath and Beyond and so forth. They're very nice. I use most of them. And so, you know, whatever you can do to show and demonstrate that affection, man, come on, y'all step, say you didn't step up last year. Step up some more. Right? Somebody say, you say, every one of y'all should go to John Bull's, buy your father something, say, oh, John Bull got a free one. Man, go to any Bull, any place you could go to, right? And say you should do that with some crab and rice. Now, everybody don't like crab and rice. I love crab and rice, not gonna lie. But I am on one of the strictest diet I ever been on in planet Earth. You hear me? The people told me, listen to this now, y'all. The people told me that I'm allergic to onion, sweet pepper, and tomatoes. What Bahamian could survive cooking allergic to onion, sweet potato, sweet pepper, and tomato? Tell me no, listen, people tell me no salt. No salt. No eggs. No dairy. No fish. Oh, man, y'all know y'all boy over the time. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, call him and listening to you. Hi, go ahead, call him and listening to you.
Yeah, I had to call back. Why I called back, sir? Because there were two questions that came up with the five thing. And how do you treat when you're married? I've been married 38 years. And I have a husband. I have three children, adult children. When my children were younger, I bought gifts on their behalf for their father.
Okay.
And I also bought gifts because I had a father. And as long as my father's alive, that's my responsibility to make sure that he's cared for.
Okay? You did both.
That's how I handle it as a married woman. If I had that kind of daughter, I would have split that up. But you know what I do? I cover everybody. We have a family dinner.
Okay. What you cooking this Sunday?
We invite the mothers. We invite our children, our family. That's how we
What are you cooking this Sunday?
I am.
What are you cooking? What are you cooking? What's on the menu?
Of course, it's going to be fish. It's going to be conch. It's going to be crab and rice.
It's going to be a spread.
It's going to be a spread.
Someone like you, you're the place to be.
Well, whatever. But you know, it's about, you know, the irony about it is, my husband and I got married. You know, of course, you know, you're wondering, should I go to my in-law? Should I go home? How do I spare up my time? How do I share up my time? And you know, we found an easy fix. Has to have one big thing. And so whoever was the eldest, that's where we went. So my father was still alive, so we went to my father, or he would come to us. And the Lord had said my father-in-law passed away before my father. And that was the irony about that. But now my father's gone, and my father-in-law was gone, just my husband left. That's the challenge that we had, because that's how we worked it out. And I know for some families, who have actually, as they get older, they have events. So the men would take care of the women take care of the men. And that's how they celebrate their families. Father's Day, family, Mother's Day. It's about honoring each other.
Well, that's wonderful. You have a great time and enjoy that day, and happy Father's Day to your husband.
Yeah, man. And thanks so much, to send you all the best. And continue to just encourage our men, everyone, to step to the plate. That's all. Let's just do our part.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
God bless.
You too. This text says, I thought the youngest child was the favorite. Now we all know the daughter is the favorite. Boy, you caused some problems. Thanks, wasn't a problem. Every day, all children are different. And I don't care what anybody says, your relationship with each is different. Each. And I have unique children, and some of them, like my second son, I ain't gonna lie to you, that dude just give me advice. He just give me guidance. He just say things to me. Sometimes I say to myself, which one of us is the father? And I'm serious. He's giving me good advice. We have a different relationship. Now, my youngest, the 14-year-old, oh man, that one, every now and again, he comes and he'll rest his head on my shoulder or on my chest while I'm sitting down watching the TV, or he'll come inside the kitchen and he'll just give me a hug and don't say nothing, you know, he'll come and play around. And that's his way of saying, you know, Daddy, I'm here, I see you. And, you know, the other day, he shouted downstairs, Daddy. I said, yeah, what's happening? He says, everything all right? You good? Yeah. You know, so you have different relationships with each of them. And they are unique in their own special ways. And so, but I've been, you know, maybe, you know what is the light of my life these days too? Like, I'm able to, if I'm traveling, they can decide they're coming and to go with me, and we can hang out together in Chicago, in Los Angeles, or something of that nature, in Toronto. And that's just a beautiful experience, to be able to hang out with your adult children that way. I can experience life with them that way. Beautiful, beautiful. So I totally agree with you. Our relationship with each child is different. Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. Like sisters used to get vexed. Anytime they see a pot of pea soup and dumpling on the stove when I was younger, they vexed. Oh, Shabbat, I will come in eight. That's the only reason why I used to do this pea soup and dumpling. Yeah, but when my mommy do crawfish and minced crawfish and rice and or some steamed jack and steak and crab and grits for somebody, and nobody say nothing. I'm away from school, away from home. She fixed me a pea soup and dumplings. That's my thing. That's my thing in life. My favorite meal on planet Earth is pea soup and dumpling. And she fixed that for me. They get mad. The nice man, when they turn 15, something happens. Yes, man. Yeah, when they get of age where you could sit with them at dinner and have a conversation around life and stuff. Yeah, man, that's something. This one say, my mom did the same for me. I love some pea soup. Yes, ma'am. Listen, I don't just love bean soup. That's my favorite meal on planet Earth. I just cooked that the other day. I can't even cook that no more because I can't eat beet. I can't eat the flour. Unless I get that spelt flour or something, try it. I can see. So I ain't gonna lie to you. Y'all don't get mad with me now. I don't get jealous. Listen to me. That pea soup and dumpling was kicking, flaming. So I said to my son, he was sitting down eating. I said, that nice, eh? I taste good, eh? He said, boy, yeah, daddy. So my mommy said, if you love to eat, you better learn to cook. So I learned to cook for myself. So I could make me my own pea soup and dumpling. By the way, I want y'all to know that we're gonna have me and our chef. We can be talking some food talk with y'all. Going through some recipes. His, mine, yours. I love the kitchen. Love to cook. But Mr. Lang, you is the favorite. That's why you say each child different than blue eyed. I am not my mother's favorite. I can promise you. My mother's favorite child is a baby child. Her name is Fabian Lang. You can be sure of that. I want to wish my brothers, Fabian, Tyrone, and Dion, a happy Father's Day for sure. All my uncles and cousins, who are fathers, all of you, happy Father's Day. If we have a call on the line, go ahead, call up and listen to you.
Hey, Brother Lang.
What do you say, man?
Boy, sorry for calling back. You said something that's not, that stirred something in me. Me and my friend was just talking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you and your son just go and hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Exuma up in the Black Point a couple, but 4 years ago now, roughly but 4 years. My daughter just turned 19.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a beer head up there for an excursion. I could be short. And boy, there was a lady, her mom is already dead now, so. But there was a lady boy I had my eye on and I was trying to talk to. So the lady said, okay, you know what, there's only one club up there, Scorpio. Say, meet me by Scorpio, tonight we'll talk. Man, I gone in the club. The lady told me what side she could be, and I looking for her. I found the lady. Then I look on the dance floor. My daughter and my fella dancing. I had to come with the club. She said, what happened? I said, no man, I can't be in there. She said, why? I said, boy, I can't stand and watch nobody dance. I'm my daughter of age. But I said, I can't do that. Me and my daughter can't be in there. And that was the only club. Right, lose, and that's it.
Take that. Yeah. They do grow. But listen, man, I be sitting down with me and my son, and they're more my daughter, and they ordering drinks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know, y'all know Christian, y'all get mad if you want. They be ordering drinks. I be like, whoa. They are grown up people.
Yeah. That's what I said. But I didn't feel comfortable like to watch somebody winding up, dancing, and smoking. I can take that.
Take that.
All right, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great Father's Day, man. Yeah, we won't protect them. We do want to protect them. I can promise you that's what we want to do. But they can get out there now. Don't get away with that. They can get out there. Listen, honestly, I call parenthood the magnus opus of our lives. It is our great work. It is what we do on the most basic level to procreate the planet. It is what we do to bless the planet with people we hope will bring virtue and value to it. It is what we do to demonstrate that God kind of love on these people who didn't ask us to come into this world and who needed us desperately in those early days of their lives to be protected and be provided for. And then as they moved on to be nurtured into human beings and with other people. If you are a father who has not taken on that role in the way that you ought to have, listen, man, we're not going to come down on you today. We can just encourage you. Do what you can with the time you have and the opportunity you have to step up to that plate. Now, it may be, well be that the children may not want now to deal with you that way. That's okay. You do what you can and you leave it there. But if you have and you stepped up and you did what you had to do, and listen, man, let me tell you something. Listen, if they call you, if they treat you, if they hug you, soak it up, bask in it, and demonstrate how gloriously you feel to have it so. Let's pass on to the next generation, men of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and otherwise listening to me. Let's pass on to the next generation a manifest demonstration of our ability to receive affection and give affection to the people dearest and nearest to us. Huh? Let's pass on to our boy and girl child a willingness to openly acknowledge and demonstrate how gloriously we are grateful to be so loved and cherished by them, so that the next crew won't struggle with it as much as we struggled with it. And then maybe the next kind of men we will have more of in the country and in the world will be the warm ones. Imagine that. A warm, strong man. What a beautiful creature on planet Earth. And to my mind, that was the kind of person Jesus was. A warm, strong man. God bless you. Listen, you all have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Tomorrow, we'll be back. Father's Day, doing it. Far Back Friday style. Have a great, great evening. You've been listening to Sea Live. I'm Shabarul, I'm your host. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm not to take a stand.
Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, Cleft of the Rock Foundation, the Cleveland Clinic, RF Banking Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.